الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، ما بعد. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the translation of this khutbah of today, which is titled by the endowment in Islam. And as you hear that the khutbah began with khutbah al-haja, and then I mentioned the hadith that is reported in Sunan Ibn Majah and by Imam Albani on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِمَّا يَلْحِقُ الْمُؤْمِنَ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ وَحَسَنَاتِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ. Verily, from what reaches the believer, the Muslim, from his good deeds after he passed away, عِلْمًا عَلَّمَ وَنَشَرَ, in knowledge that he taught and spread it. وَوَلَدًا صَالِحًا تَرَكَ, and a pious child that he left behind. وَمِصْحَبًا وَرَّثَ, or a Quran that he left as inheritance for people after him. أَوْ مَسْجِدًا بَنَا, or a mosque that he built. أَوْ بَيْتًا لِبْنِ السَّبِيلِ بَنَا, or a house for the wayfarers that he built for them to stay in. أو نهرا أجرا, or he delivered water. Here it says the river, but it means whatsoever water you provide for people to drink where they cannot have water. أو صدقة جارية أو صدقة أخرجها من ماله, or a charity, a sadaqah that he gives out from his own wealth optionally. في صحته وحياته, and his life when he is healthy, strong. Why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that? Because in the other hadith he said the best sadaqah is when you give it while being strong and stingy. You don't want things to go from your hand. That time when you give out, this has more reward than when you give it when you are ill or about to die. Because people lose hope, خلاص, to live. So they want to give. But the important thing is when you give it while you are strong, planning to build another house, buy another car, but then you donate instead, that is the sadaqah that provides you highest reward. Then he said, these things, the reward of it will reach the person after he passes away. And this hadith, as you said, is authenticated by Al-Bani. All slaves of Allah, This hadith emphasizes one important thing that the fuqaha called al-waqf, or the endowment. And al-waqf in Arabic means to hold something, not to let it go or move or be used. But in the fiqh of Islam, it means a property that can be the benefits of it can be used while the wealth or the property itself remains as is, and the spendings should be on something lawful. That is called waqf. And waqf is of two types. One called waqf khayri, meaning a general waqf. And that is when you do something, when you give something for the sake of Allah, for people to use, like a mosque, as we hear in the hadith. As Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned in the hadith of Abu Hurairah in Sahih Muslim, sadaqa jariya. That the reward of it will continue even after the person who donates it passes away. That is called waqf khayri, meaning general waqf. But we have the other kind of waqf called waqf dhurri. So we have waqf khayri and waqf dhurri. And dhurri means an endowment that you leave behind for your children and grandchildren and like that. That they get benefit of it without having the ability to sell it or misuse it. The waqf, the endowment in Islam, takes its legislation from the Quran, the Sunnah, and the Ijma', or the agreement of the Fuqaha. As in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You won't reach the level of birr, the level of piety, the level of goodness, up until you spend from what you love, from what you like. Not from the extra wealth that you have, or the low quality thing that you have now, but from what you like. As when this ayah was descended, the Sahaba immediately started giving out donations fi sabilillah of what they have best in their eyes. Of what they have best in their eyes. As in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, and the hadith, the wording is for Bukhari, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said that Abu Talha, that is his stepfather, Abu Talha was the most rich one amongst the Ansar. He had the highest number of palm trees in Medina, meaning he has many farms of palm trees. And the best of these gardens or farms of Abu Talha was a farm called Bayruha. And Bayruha was at the Qibla of the Masjid, meaning south of the Masjid al-Nabawi. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to come to this garden, enters it, and drinks from a well inside it, has the best water, the most fresh water in Medina. He used to like it. When this ayah was descended, Abu Talha came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, Ya Rasulullah, I heard Allah Ta'ala saying, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. And this garden is the garden that I love the most. That I love the most. So it is in your hand, a sadaqah for Allah. You do with it as what you see good, as what you find good. And I seek the reward of it there before Allah Ta'ala. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم then said to him, well, keep it as a waqf, as a endowment, and make it for your family members. As what comes out of it goes or be distributed amongst them. That is from the Quran. And many other ayat, but we just brought one example. From the Sunnah is the hadith that we mentioned in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the child or the son of Adam passes away, then his deed will be cut, will stop. The counter of his deeds will stop. Except for three things. Sadaqa jariya. What is the sadaqa jariya? It is one of those things that we mentioned in the other hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you build a mosque, you build a house for the wayfarer, you leave a Quran behind, like that. You dig a well, or like that. Or ilmun intafa'u bihi. Or you be somebody who has ilm and left behind ilm. You either taught students and they become teachers, or you wrote, compiled books, beneficial books, so, but out of knowledge, not cut paste. Because many people today, we see a lot of books today, only cut and paste. People go to the internet, and mashallah, everybody now, we have too many authors. Too many authors today. If you ask them about alphabet of Islam, he does not know. He does not know. But mashallah, they have books. You go to the bookstores, you can't really get, figure out which book you take. Because all of them, books. And now today, it is very simple. They just go to the internet, cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste, and then, mashallah, a book. Now, we mean a book that is out of your knowledge, not out of your internet. but out of your knowledge. Or waladun salihun yad'u la, or a pious child. This you cannot guarantee. You cannot guarantee that your child become yani pious or continue until death to be pious. Or include you, remember you in his dua. As you see now, once the father or the mother passes away, first month, first year, maybe first decade, people remember them. But after that, all the dua goes for the wife and children. Even the dua. Even the dua goes for the wife and children. Normal, that's normal. But you need now to work out. This is the life. This is the life. Because you make dua for your children to be pious. Because this, you're extended. You're extended. You want them to be pious, so they make dua for you. Not only your parents. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, keep something for yourself. For yourself, now. And the other hadith on the authority of Uthman radiallahu anhu said that when the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, there was no fresh water in Medina. There was no fresh water. Except one well called Bi'ru Rawma. The well of Rawma. The Prophet ﷺ said, who can buy Bi'ru Rawma and make his bucket with the buckets of people? Meaning, he makes it as a waqf and be one of the people. Take as they take. Don't say, oh, this is my well. If they are in the queue, you come in the queue. Because it's not yours anymore. It's for Allah. Uthman said, and Isa said, and for him, for this person, there will be a well in the Jannah. This is what now, when Allah, when the Prophet ﷺ said that you will be given a well in the Jannah. Is it a well in the street? No, akhi. It's a well in a palace. And a palace in the Jannah, guess what? Has trees, has Hur al-Ain, has everything. Rivers beneath. One tree in the Jannah, one tree in the Jannah, you cut the shade of it, you cannot even cut it. In 100 years running over a very fast horse. You cannot cut the shade of that tree. This, how big is the territory for one well you may dig? Or one palm tree, as you said last Friday. Then Uthman radiallahu anhu said, I bought it from my own money. From my own money. Naam? And it means that he made it, he gifted for the sake of Allah. He gave it for the sake of Allah. And this hadith was reported by Tirmidhi, Nisa, and authenticated by Albani, rahimahullah al-jami'. Also, in Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Khalid ibn Walid has left, even in his life, not after he died, but he left his shields, his shields, you know, the warrior used for the sake of Allah, and also the sword, everything. He said, after I die, this be for the sake of Allah. No one of his family should own it. It goes for the mujahideen, they use for the sake of Allah. And in Sunan al-Bayhaqi, Imam Bayhaqi reported that number of Sahaba, big number of Sahaba, they left their homes, their own homes, as waqf, as endowment, after them. Some left it for his families. Like Zubair ibn al-Awwam, he left many houses for his family. No one inherited. But anyone needs to stay in a house, he comes and stay there. If he needs, if he doesn't have a house, or if any, because he used to have daughters, many daughters. So he said, any daughter of mine is divorced or become widow, has no place to stay, then she comes and stay for free in these houses. This is one way of waqf, which today you need to do so. Because as you see, in the past, you can just bring mud and build your house, or balm tree leaves and you build your house and that's it. Today you can't do that. the Department of Municipality bring the tractor and destroy your thing. So no one will allow you. You have to buy the land, the build, and you know, it's expensive. So you leave something for your family. Leave something for your family. So these are examples of the endowments at the lifetime of Rasulullah and the companions. The waqf, the endowment becomes invalid when the owner only intends to prevent some of his inheritors. He doesn't want his son, or like in the old days and even still today, some of the Arabs do not accept to give inheritance to the females. They say only the male can inherit. Female cannot. She just be given some money to eat and that's it. Even if he is millionaire. So by this intention, he is a sinner, and the waqf is invalid. Invalid. And that is because the Prophet ﷺ said, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. No harm, no intended harm, and even the non-intended harm should be removed. Should not, yani if he did not intend to harm his family, but he harmed his family, then the judge in the court should remove this endowment and give some. And that's why Rasulullah said to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, who had only one daughter, and he was very rich, he said to him, if you want to give out, to give only one third of your wealth, but and then he said, and the third is too much. Sa'd ibn Waqqas had only one daughter, and he left all that money for her. So we have to think of that. But again, the Prophet ﷺ permitted him, allowed him to give one third as sadaqah for him when he passes away. When he passes away. And he ﷺ said, who's your wealth? Who's of you? Who of you? His wealth is more beloved. Sorry. The wealth of his inheritors is more beloved to him than his own wealth. The Sahaba said, all of us, none of us, the wealth of the inheritors is more beloved to him than his own wealth. He said, well, what you spend is your wealth. What you spend for the sake of Allah, that is your wealth. What you keep in the savings, that is the wealth of your inheritors. That's not your wealth, that's the inheritors. So all believers, the first wealth, the first endowment, the first waqf was found in Islam was the land of Masjid Quba. When Rasulullah ﷺ came first to Medina, he built Masjid Quba, and it was a waqf, a land that the owners of it, the Muslims, gave it as a waqf. The second was the land of Masjid al-Nabawi, the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. Was for two orphans in Medina who refused to take money for it. But they said that is for the sake of Allah. And then Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he gave a land in Khaybar, a farm in Khaybar, was the best of whatever he owned. When he got it as a share from the booty of Khaybar, he came to Rasulullah ﷺ and he said, you know that I got this land from the booties of the Battle of Khaybar, and it is the best of what I ever had. So what do you command me to do with it? Rasulullah ﷺ said to him, if you would, you keep it as endowment, and you keep it as endowment not to be inherited, but the outcome of it, the grains, and then this to be sadaq. Umar radiallahu anhu then wrote that, and he said it cannot be given as a gift, cannot be inherited, but what comes out of it goes as sadaqah. And this is reported by Imam Muslim under the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. In the time of Bani Umayyah, in the times of Bani Umayyah, the endowment yani went very advanced and organized. And also in the time of Bani Abbas, Abbasiyin. And even today in our time, in this blessed government, the government which raised the flag of Tawheed and Quran and Sunnah, government of Saudi Arabia, the endowment, the Waqf, is witnessing the best movement ever seen. And let me give you examples out of text. You see now, there are Waqf for the Masajid. There are, here in Saudi Arabia, there are Waqf for the Quran schools, Quran circles. There are Waqf for Sheikh Ibn Baz, Waqf for Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, Waqf. Too many Waqf. Too many Waqf. You go to, for example, Mecca, you see a hotel now being built in Ri' Bakhsh before Ajyad. That is for Darul Hadith. Darul Hadith, which is found by the Indian scholars more than 100 years ago. Now that land is now, I saw it yesterday, I was in Mecca and I saw it, mashallah, construction is going on, and they put a big label, the hotel of Darul Hadith, meaning that they are going to rent it for the Hujjaj, and the income will be spent on Darul Hadith to extend, to continue. Look at it now, 100 years, still continuing, surviving, very good. Same thing in like King Abdullah, when he was the crown prince, he built in Medina a big building which is now Movenpick Hotel, and he wrote on it that is a gift from him to his parents, as an endowment for the Masjid Nabawi. King Fahad rahimahullah built what you see, this the endowment of King Abdul Aziz in front of the Masjid al-Haram, which has the highest clock ever in the world. Those highest towers, billions of riyals, only as endowment for the two holy mosques. So in case of any crisis go on, or oil has any problems, the two holy mosques must not suffer, must not be affected. This kind of competition is wanted in Islam. This type of jealousism is needed in Islam. We want Muslims to go and compete one another in these fields. Not compete one another in football matches and whatsoever. Billions of money spent on these boys playing football. What is the benefit? Nothing. But here you see the benefit even after you die. Ages and ages and ages, Allah knows best when the Qiyamah is going to occur. Until then, it is written rewards and rewards and rewards. Even if you spend only little, this will still be much on the scale of your hasanat. This was the first part, the first khutbah. The second, I praised Allah, the one who gave to his slaves a connected rope of hasanat even after they die that they can hold. And he gave as a gift to the people of the end of this life the best of his messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who never left anything that can bring people closest to Allah except that he guided them too. And he left nothing that can distance them away from Allah except that he warned them from. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. Afterward, all slaves of Allah, what Imam Ibn Majah reported in his Sunan on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah said, إِنَّ مِمَّا يَلْحَقْ الْمُؤْمِنْ بَعْدَ مِنْ عَمَلِي وَحَسَنَاتِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِي عِلْمًا عَلَّمَهُ, to the end of the hadith that we mentioned at the beginning of the khutbah, where Isa said, verily, from what can reach the believer after he dies of his good deeds and the hasanat is the knowledge that he taught or spread it, etc. to the end of the hadith. This hadith, which is authenticated by Albani, shows you, clarifies to you, only some types of the waqf in Islam, the endowments in Islam. And this type of waqf in Islam is the best system of aiding and helping and assistance ever found in the history of mankind. And that is because it is from Allah Ta'ala. From Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala encouraged the people to do so. So, and even today, in this time, Allah Ta'ala has opened more gates for people to donate. It's not because people now finding oil, so most of the people now, alhamdulillah, if not rich, they are not poor. That means no more gates of hasanat. No, Allah Ta'ala still left gates open for you to donate. Like, as we said, like in Africa, as you see the program, and if you just saw the smiles and happiness on the faces of the students, not only the students, I had even the mufti of the area came, as they call them, the kings of the tribes came to see me, thank me for this project, which I only was a mediator between you guys and them. And I told them that, and when they put my name, I blamed them. I said, Akhi, why you put my name? They called it in the study of Hudaybiyah, Sheikh Muhammad al-Malik. I said, no, that's wrong. That's not mine. First of all, this money is not mine. Why you put it in my name? Second, who told you that I want it in my name, even if it is mine? He said, no, we have to. I said, no, Akhi, this is wrong. But anyway, you see it there. But I mean, even the director of the education in the area, who is not Muslim, Christian, he insisted that I come and visit him in the office. So I came, and he was so happy that we help his people. His people meaning people of Ghana, but they are Muslims and he's Christian. And he was, and they gave us a letter of appreciation. And this year, even much more, because we donated the water pipe to be already done, alhamdulillah. I received the call that it's already now in the masjid and the school. Alhamdulillah. So all this shows that, and I've been to Gambia. Gambia is another thing. All those, as I said last week, Benin, Nigeria, received many calls. People, I don't say donate only for their food. They want donations for their Islamic schools more than their food. They can't be patient with food. But their problem is that there are not enough proper Islamic schools. There are many Islamic, as they call them, Islamic schools. As I said last Friday, the Qadianis have their own schools, the Shia, the Sufis, they have their own schools, and they spend on the students and even the parents. But look at it today. Now, the Prophet ﷺ, and then I said, that's why, oh brothers, ancestors, you need to donate. You need to donate. As one doesn't know when he dies. You do not delay. You donate. Don't delay, but donate. Immediately. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith of Abu Huraira, which is reported by Muslim, if the son of Adam passes away, all of his good deeds will stop. Except for those three things, sadaqa, jariya, etc., etc. And in the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, in Sahih al-Bukhari, on the authority of Wahb ibn Haritha al-Khuza'i, the Prophet ﷺ said, tasaddaqu, give out sadaqa, as charity. فسيأتي عليكم زمان. There will be a time that approaches you. يمشي الرجل بصدقته فيقول الرجل لو جئت بها بالأمس لقبلتها منك. One of you will take his صدقة and go look for people to accept. But people will tell him, if you have came yesterday, if you just came yesterday, we would have accepted it. But today we don't have any need for it. Subhanallah. And then you'll be sorry because your صدقة is not accepted, not taken. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then and also he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل امرئ في ظل صدقته حتى يوصل بين الناس. Every person will be shaded under the cloud or the shade of his sadaqa on the day of resurrection until the judgment takes place. And this is long time. One day before your Lord equals 1,000 years. One day before your Lord equals 1,000 years. Imagine 1,000 years, you're standing out in the sun. Not in the sun. The sun is close to you as only 1 mile. Imagine what heat is that, how much shade you need. So just donate something. And then I said, congratulations for a slave of Allah, whom Allah Ta'ala gives him money and he spends it on the haqq, on the proper ways, as in the hadith. And then I mentioned the ayah number 268 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala commanded the believers to spend from the best of what they earn. And he, Allah Ta'ala said, do not spend from the, because some people just spend what? The riba. They save their money in the bank with the intention that the riba they take, they give for Allah. La akhi. Don't give the bad things. Give the good things. Riba, keep it for the toilets. Not for the mosque and school and poor people. La. These ones you give them from your own money. From your own money. And then Allah Ta'ala said that the shaitan promises you poverty, meaning that he warns you. Shaitan tells you, don't spend. You're going to be poor. You have family like that. And he commands you of fahsha. This type of thing is fahsha. When you become stingy, you don't spend, that is fahsha. Wrongdoings. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. And Allah Ta'ala promises you a forgiveness of your sins from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and blessings. And blessings from Him. And Allah Ta'ala is all wise, all knower. And by that we end up the khutbah of today. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who hear the good and does the best of it. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.